So we're going to go through some of the mitzvahs. Rosh Hashanah, mitzvahs Hayom is the mitzvah of hearing the shofar. I'm going to go through some of the halachas, some basic points. I imagine some of you have covered it in shir. We'll try and present it at least in a very concise form to make sure you're clear about what you're supposed to be doing. The Torah gives a command to have the Rosh Hashanah is a day of Yom Teruah. It's a day of Teruah. So the Torah talks about the sound of Rosh Hashanah being a sound of Teruah. The more learns out, this sound of Teruah, which the Torah refers to as Teruah, requires a sound before and a sound afterwards, which we refer to these sounds, the sound before and the sound afterwards, is a straight sound. It's a Lashon Vartem, a straight sound. So this is going to be the sound which we refer to as Tekiah. So according to the Torah, the more learns out, it says the word Teruah three times. The mitzvah is to hear nine sounds. You have to hear nine sounds of the shofar. You have to hear the straight sound called the tekiah, a middle sound, and the straight sound of tekiah three times. That's the mitzvah of Torah. That's all you have to do is nine times. The problem is we're not sure what this middle sound exactly is. So the Gemara already has this question. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says we look at the Targum on this pasuk. The Targum Unkelus says that the word is Yevava. Yevava means a form of crying. So the middle sound is a form of crying. The sound before and the sound afterwards is a straight sound. The middle sound is a form of crying. And the Gemara suggests three possible ways to understand what that sound sounds like. It's either a form of groaning. A person makes a short groan, which we refer to as our shvarim sound. Or it's a wailing type of a sound. The person is wailing, that type of a sound, which is a very short sound, which we refer to as teruah. So not to confuse the teruah, which we refer to as teruah, and the teruah, which the Torah talks about. The word teruah in the Torah means any one of these three sounds. It means either shvarim, what we refer to as shvarim, what we refer to as teruah, or a combination of the two. Now the Mor says, theoretically, there's a fourth combination, would be first a teruah and then a shvarim. The Mor says, people don't cry like that. People cry, they start with a groan and they go into a wailing type of sound. They don't go the other way around. So we know that the sound is a wailing type of, a crying type of a sound, and either it means very short staccato sounds of what we refer to as teruah, a longer sound which is referred to as shvarim, or a combination of the two. So again, midaraisa, we have a mitzvah to hear, we have to hear nine sounds, a straight sound, a middle sound, and a straight sound three times. We're not sure what that sound is going to be, so we have to do this. We have to do these three possibilities. So we do the straight sound and a middle sound, which is a short type of a sound, a groaning type of a sound. So you do that three times. So we do tekiah, shvarim, tekiah three times. We're not sure if it's a very quick wailing sound. We do that three times. So it's tekiah, teruah, tekiah three times. And we're not sure if it's a combination of the two, tekiah, shvarim, teruah, tekiah three times. So we end up doing three different sets of these nine sounds. And since one set is referred to, it has shvarim teruah in it, so that adds up really to being 12 sounds, tekiah, shvarim, teruah, tekiah. So we end up with a total of 30 sounds. So to fulfill the mitzvah of the Torah, we have to hear, because of the suffix, because of the doubt, we have to hear 30 sounds. We have to hear the tekiah, the middle sound, tekiah, three sets of that, which ends up being a total of 30 sounds. And that's the mitzvah of the Torah, is to hear these 30 sounds because of a suffix. We'll talk about more details tomorrow. Shir for the high school starts at 9:20. Have a good morning.